Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell. Hey, hey, everybody, this is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van. Are you on? You recording? You were recording all the trash talking we were doing? Great. Kyle has so much blackmail.
I would never.
Kyle and his behind the scenes filming of me. I don't even want to know.
There's got to be bloopers, right? A blooper reel?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I wouldn't wish that job on anybody. There's been sneezes. There's been, but this was Kyle's idea to have Rachel here. I told him, annoyingly, I kept saying, I want to do a recap, 2023 recap. Yeah. And I said, we should just Zoom and talk about the highlights of the year. And then Kyle was like, you should get Rachel to do it.
Well, when you texted me yesterday, I was flattered, obviously, and surprised. And I was like, are you serious? I'm a fan. So it was like, all right, well, I'll do, you know,
we're
I know.
Obligatory fan because you're my best friend.
Yeah. You're also quite good at this, which is great.
Thank you. You have said that a few times this year because it's not easy. I mean, I have to do a lot of research for them. And so I didn't prepare for yours at all because I was like, I'll just have Rachel come. And I was thinking maybe you would be more. Well, Kyle said, you know, the podcast better than us, which is probably true.
It is probably true. Yeah.
At this point.
I do love it. The Mondays it hits are my favorite, you know.
Thank you.
You know, during coffee and get to, you know, 30 minutes with my friends and their friends.
Well, if people don't know, Rachel was my tour manager for a while. And now you're my best friend.
Yeah, it worked out for both of us,
it
I think.
Worked out great.
I learned a lot. It was really humbling. It was the most rewarding and humbling job I've ever had.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and we were like, okay, well, it'll be 3 months and we'll be back on the road and, you know, we'll just stretch our legs and go to the river and, you know, take vitamin C. And then it was 8 months past. And we're like, I think they're serious about this.
Yeah.
So
you got a job.
I had to go. I went back to 9 to 5 and, but you know,
I'm always here
if you need a,
thank you.
Comic relief or someone that's mediocre at this job,
whatever. You're great at the job. And I was thinking about it. We had a bus. Shout out to James. Well, I was going to say we need another bus, but this is the first podcast in the new ARV, as I have been calling it.
The ARV, yes. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And there's
it's
couches.
It's leaking from the floor.
Oh.
It's fine, I think. But this is the first one not in the van, but it has the front end of a van, so it can still be called the Only Vans
Absolutely
podcast.
Still counts. It says E-Series on it.
Right.
Right.
The place that said it has a Ford chassis. And Paul was like, oh, and the guy was like, chassis.
Yeah. It's French.
Why Ford be putting a French name up on the thing?
Who knows?
I've heard the word chassis. I guess I just had never seen it spelled.
Yeah, it classes it up a bit for sure.
Yeah, this is a classes C.
Oh, a class C.
Yeah,
like
class
champagne.
C. Hey, so thank you for subscribing to this podcast. We got a new subscriber today. Did you see that? It helps pay for this ARV, which has also been... Paul likes Brevost the best for the name.
Oh, yeah.
Band wants to call it Josefina, and Ashley likes Airbnb. We have.
I think it's what's great about your name is that it really can fit in any sort of scenario or pun, which I think we really enjoy.
We enjoy it. Most people probably hate it, but we don't care.
No, I've never met a pun hater.
Well
if I did, they aren't our friends.
They're not our friends.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So do you really have Did you bring notes? Because
boy, did I. Okay. Well, yeah, you texted me yesterday and I said, well, I know I've listened to all the episodes, but, you know, if we're pulling highlights or favorites or quotes, I need to go back and listen. So I hadn't watched all of them on YouTube. So then I said, well, this is an opportunity for me to go back and get those YouTube scores and also watch your facial expressions, which is my favorite.
Well, I put makeup on today, but you kind of never know what I'm going to look like during the pod, because we film these during the week and then I have shows during the weekend. And like, it, you know, some days there's makeup, some days there's not makeup. I don't really care. Nobody seems to care about it, but it's just kind of, it is what it is.
Yeah. I think podcast is a listening game, which is great.
Yeah.
And if they want to tune in into your YouTube, which I think they should, there's shorts, there's all kinds of highlights. Yeah. And it's the bloopers of you falling over the back of the old van is my favorite. yeah, it was great. And so I did. I took notes.
Where do you want to start? This is now your podcast. Okay, Rachel, where would you like to start with this podcast? You have to say first things first.
Thank you so much for asking. I came prepared.
I always say first things first, but it's like in the middle of the podcast. Right. That was one thing that evolved.
Well, the first thing doesn't start until you say first things first.
Right.
So first things first, okay. I want to also congratulate you on getting rid of the dreaded van.
Thank you.
The poor van that really started as a lemon and ended as a broken carcass of a lemon. And the best part is, I don't know if you've said this already. I don't think you did, but they had, when you ran the codes, it was 51 codes was wrong with that van.
Is that how many there was? Yeah. Austin Mead's transportation guy came over and he ran the codes. There's 51.
There has to be a record of some kind. And then it reminded me of Cody Canada. It's like 51 codes on the side of the road, you know.
It's the worst van ever made, but it was like 90% of my stress last year was fixing it.
Yep.
And
every weekend you came home and it was a $2,000, $8,000, $9,000 kind of deal. And it was crazy to me because that kind of cash flow is also insane.
So stressful. But it's okay. I really want to set it on fire. Drew Kennedy warned me, said no. But
well,
CarMax, I'm happy to tell you, CarMax offered me $6,000 for my Mercedes Sprinter van. It's just hilarious.
Listen, they'll take anything. I think CarMax is like the strip center. No.
I have guitars that are 10 years old that are worth way more than this van. I mean, like, it's just hilariously bad. And anyway, so if you want a van that leaks through the roof, Austin Mead might buy it because he can fix anything. Thanks, Austin.
Yes.
Look, let's call him out on this podcast. Everyone tweet him and be like, buy that van.
Dear Mr. Mead.
So thank you.
I put on there, I was like, we should have a Viking funeral for that thing. But then, you know, and I guess apparently fire is. But to me, nothing says no like fire.
Like,
I am done with this. And we are going to gather around like a little coven and say bid it farewell with an archer.
Well,
I think, of some kind.
I'm just saying, Paul Eason can do anything. Like, I guarantee you he can shoot a bow, like a fiery arrow at a moving van. Like,
I mean, if he has not already, which I think it's entirely possible. But yeah, no. So I don't know. I kind of went through all of them.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to start from the beginning, go through, or just start memorable.
No, I like the plan of going moment by moment because, yeah, let's start. You start. Okay. You've done such good research.
I really did. Thank you so much. If you need help with your research, please reach out to Rachel Heap Research at
gov.uk.edu.
So there was a couple things. I think, you know, Jarrett was your first one, which I thought was so great. And it's the weirdest punk country relationship I would never expect, you know, growing up as a teenager and listening to Bowling for Soup. You'd just be like, oh yeah, one day your friend's going to be talking to him in a van in a field.
He bought me a Diet Coke, like Bowling for Soup just like brought me a Diet Coke.
The nicest.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Hilarious man.
And he was so, like, it was very interesting. He had so many like insightful things to say. And my favorite, and I wrote this down, was that one day he just decided he was in a bad mood at school or something. And he decided, I don't like this. And I'm no longer going to be in a bad mood ever.
Yeah.
And to me, that was so foreign because, in fact, I actually am great at being in a bad mood. But he just thought, you know, I'm never going to be in a bad mood again. And I just thought, well, if it's that easy.
Right.
Why, you know.
Yeah. And the last time I saw him, he had us on his New Year's Eve show. And he just picked me to help. I mean, like, he's the nicest guy, but he's very good at podcast. He has his own podcast, so he's very good at podcasting. But just all around great. He said some nice things about you, Kyle, the other day, Jarrett. Good man. That was good. And I was a little nervous because we weren't friends like we are friends now.
Yeah.
You know, that was like over a year. That was like a year and a half ago that we filmed that, because we didn't even know if this podcast was ever going to come out. Kyle was like, we were just giving it a test run. So we gave it a test run with Jarrett Ray Reddick from Bowling for Soup. Like,
you really swung for the fences there. Yeah,
I sure did.
No, okay. He's great. It was right after Green Hall, so that was kind of fun to relive as well. But yeah, I just found that really fascinating. And then the New Year's Eve that's airing.
New Year's Eve.
Everyone tune in NBC on your local station, right?
Tonight. Oh, it's airing tonight. Turn it on. It's actually it keeps getting added to more markets. So, did you see the news clip that I posted on my Facebook yesterday? They put
the tail listening.
They put me emptying the picture of me emptying the tanks, the RV tanks with the sewer hose and gloves on. They put that picture on like the largest NBC Dallas station. Great. Millions of people. Like, I did that kind of as a funny picture.
Yeah, like Shutter's full.
Yeah. And then it's all over for millions of people.
Well, I think people can really identify with two things in that statement. One, the Shutter's always full after Christmas because family's been there. And Lord knows Uncle Gary ate all the gravy and no water. So there's that. And then number two, it's always going to be the worst picture that a news conglomerate will pick of you.
And
you
I had the worst breakout during that show. Okay. Anyway, I've talked about that before. Okay. But, okay. Next.
So next. Yes. Yeah, so Jarrett was great. And then I went on to Helene Cronin, who, if you don't know who Helene Cronin is, I didn't. Bree opened my mind to Helene Cronin. And she said, you have to listen to this album. It'll make you cry, which I love. That's my immediate, yes, I love to cry alone. Mm-hmm. And she's great. It's not all sad songs, but she's great. And she also had really amazing, insightful things. And I think some things that stuck with me and I wrote it down was, you know, there's no ego in the room when she was talking about writing with other songwriters. And I think it was really interesting because I think the way we navigate our friendships, how you navigate your band, how you navigate basically anything that you've done in your life, it's very much that you take the ego out and you're just very like, this is what we need to get done. Or as far as friendships, like, we all support each other and that sort of thing. So I thought that was really kind of great.
Yeah. And looking back, I think ego, sometimes the people that have a lot of it get further in the music world. And so to see somebody like Helene, I mean, she's having success, but she's been doing it for a really long time. So she's like kind of finally getting some of the success that she has really deserved for a long time. So maybe not having ego is taking the long way around, but I'm here for people like that.
Yeah. And then, you know, another thing, you know, as an English major in college, so, you know, and of course use that to, you know, write and publish things and go to New York. I'm very successful, if you don't know. And if you need a 20-page paper on Pride and Prejudice, let me know.
Okay.
But AI, we have AI now. She even said, like, all writing, even if it's bad writing, is writing. And even things that you discard are writing. And I was like, well, that's really insightful.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it is a practice and it's not good or bad. It's just writing.
Her worst songs, I get to hear, not her worst ones, but like, there are no worst ones with her because she's in my songwriting group. So every week I get to hear a song that Helene Cronin wrote and she's like, no, I don't know if I like this one. And I'm like on the floor, like, ah, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Go her.
That's your game.
I love her.
Yeah. All right. Let's travel north.
Okay.
To East Texas, to the home of Sarah Hobbs. And, I will officially, I think, go on record and say East Texas accent might be my favorite.
Yeah.
And every time we're around her, we all kind of slip into it. And then we end up being like, well, do you know?
Yeah. She was hopping that fence that's right there that you have to hop to get to all of my vehicles that are stored back here. And she got stuck and she's like, great, I'm high centered. And I think I have it on video. I'm going to have to post it because I think I saved it. It's like the cutest. It doesn't matter what she says. It's hilarious.
It's perfect. And then all the DMs were amazing because they were almost in poetry form, but didn't rhyme, didn't follow any sort of iambic pentameter, didn't follow any sort of structure. There was no haiku sort of situation.
Yeah, that's what made it creepy.
Right.
Is it's like, it is a poem, but written by a serial killer or something.
And very feet-centered.
Feet-centered. Yeah, I have a few of mine saved that I was going to post, but then I was like, well, this is going to get me murdered. For real.
Good. Everything, so, I mean, literally.
But Sarah just went for it. She's like, if I get killed for airing out these DMs, like, at least I sound cute when I'm doing
right.
it.
Right. And at least, like, we'll start with the creep with the feet poems. You know, like, right. the detectives have their work cut out for them already.
Yeah.
Lead exactly. number one, that guy.
Or he might get there to kill her and she'll be like, please don't. And he'll be like, okay,
oh, she's so cute.
She'll be fine.
They end up just in her backyard with her pet armadillo yeah. drinking Busch Light.
Busch Light. And she's like, just tell me all your problems. We'll pray about it.
Oh, listen, baby. Reba.
Her mom's name is Reba.
Yes.
Okay. We love you, Sarah.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
I also wrote her a haiku because I felt like...
An actual haiku? Is it five, seven, five. Syllables. Syllabic pentameter.
Yeah. Better put the emphasis on the right syllable.
This is an original?
Now I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Do you want me to read it?
No.
Okay.
Well.
No. Go for it.
All right. There she is, Sarah. DMs about feet and boots. Pet armadillo. Thank you very much.
We got to frame it. That was great. Kyle's clapping for you.
Thank you so much.
We'll frame it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the only other thing I want to mention about Sarah, and also that we just talked about Helene, is that you three wrote one of my favorite songs this year, Roof Over My Head.
It's one of my favorites, too. That was Sarah's idea. And I was like, I think I said this on the podcast, but I was like, we need to write this with somebody who doesn't start drinking champagne before 10 a.m. Because Sarah, love her. That girl will be like, knock, knock. Who's there?
Yeah.
Me and some alcohol. Like, let's go.
No, she's like,
the
I
most
have a sausage,
fun.
Yeah, a sausage roll and a mimosa. Let's
get like
going.
Homemade. She means like homemade.
Sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that is what you're talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, you're right. There's just
or
so
balls.
Much.
Are they balls? Sorry.
I didn't want to say it. That's why I was like, okay. You say balls.
Sausage
on this
balls,
podcast.
Everybody.
Yeah,
I'm so
okay.
sorry.
Anyway.
So she's great. And I actually signed up for Feet Finder. Did I tell you this? We were talking about it. I'll just do it real quick. We were talking about it. And I said, well, I could always use a little extra change on the side. And if people are making $200,000 or whatever on OnlyFans and all these things, I'm going to make an account. And I just got a pedicure. Let's see what happens. I think I put them on there for maybe $10 a foot. No hits. I bombed. I kept them on there for 2 weeks. And I was like, this is going to take off.
But you have a tattoo on your foot.
I do. Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Dang. Fresh petty, too?
Yeah.
That was like petty. A $75 investment.
Thank you. And I picked the best name, which I don't know how it wasn't taken. Regina Phalange. It was not taken.
Okay. And nothing?
Nothing.
Is it still up there or you take it down?
No, I took it down. I figured, you know, it's like, well, I gave it a shot.
Okay.
And then I don't know what it all entails, you know, if you become popular, if it involves some sort of condiments or... You know,
I think so.
Slip and slides or something. I mean, things that I just right. aren't really my go-to.
Yeah. Well, now with AI, they can probably like put my feet. Oh my gosh, Kyle, we got to do an AI of Brie Bagwell's feet in mustard.
Great.
Okay.
Heinz something. Brie Heinz.
I'm going to think of it. Breet.
Brie's Heisen.
Breet. Brie feet.
Brie feet.
Breet.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Moving on because, listen, we have 17 more to go.
I know. Oh, we're fine.
Okay.
I think.
AJ Vallejo.
Oh, I am sorry about that episode. Nope. My mom was like, okay.
Absolutely not. I will not have it. It was one of the most entertaining things I've ever heard. And he and McKinney have the best, I think, stories of both podcasts.
Yeah.
So the milk and stripper pole story will forever live in infamy. And I could tell that you could smell that story.
Yes. Ugh. That yeah. was some instant gag moment for me and Mark too. Like I've heard those stories before because they're my friends, but yeah. that's kind of why I was like, hey, I know I've heard these stories, but please tell them on the podcast because yeah. everyone needs to know.
Yeah. Those were some of my favorites and we'll get to Mark's okay. because that forbidden fruit one was Garden of Eden, man. Some pretty good stuff.
I know. And I love AJ for being open and honest about everything because that's partly why we love him. You know?
Yeah. And he'll tell you any story or anything. And that man is the mayor of Austin. I've never walked in a single place with him and he has not known every single person in the building.
Yeah. And it's he works incredible. Super hard too. I mean, yep. everyone's kind of associating him with Party Boy after that thing, but like that dude gets up and he does videos. He does records. He does his, he has six bands. Like, he works harder than anybody I know. So
yeah, he's a director, a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just cool guy all around.
It's, he's let greatest. Me do a video and pay him later. I probably wasn't supposed to say that, but he lets
that
me do
that.
That
didn't happen. She pays on time.
I pay up front and more than I have to.
Yeah. Okay. We like to tip.
Yeah.
Juliana Rankin.
Oh.
Don't care for her. Never have.
That's your best friend.
Yeah. She's what I call my most unexpected best friend I've ever had.
You love Juliana Rankin, and so do I. We are now all best friends.
Yep.
When I moved here, I think it was Jeff that was like, you have to meet this girl. She's rad. And she was rad.
Mm-hmm. And she's funny, too, which is annoying because
she's already so pretty.
Right. It's what you guys all have. I say you can have three things. You can be talented. You can be beautiful. You can be smart. But then you need to kind of give everyone else a try. And between you two both, it's just too much. And so I just like to hang in the background. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my friend.
Whatever. You that's have great. 85 things, including great feet.
Thank you. You're welcome. I just don't think they were fully appreciated. But it wasn't my time. You know?
I think the market was flooded.
It wasn't my time. I think, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. You need some more memento.
Momentum? Memento.
No. Oh. It was. Kyle, delete that. Oh, my gosh. My pun game is off this morning. Okay.
But yeah, her dating advice. She just went on a couple. She's full in on the dating still. She's on the apps.
She is?
Yep. She went on a coffee date yesterday and said it was fine, which is great. It's better than he,
had a felony record.
Right. Had a felony record. Yeah. Outran the police in San Marcos. Like, that names will not be dropped, but you know who you are. Yeah, she's really killing it. And then she had the album drop and she's been doing great. And yeah, I'm proud of her.
Me too. I'm proud of her. I love her. And we've been that was also a year and a half ago. So we've become even way better friends.
Right. It was kind of funny the things you guys were talking about. She's like, one day my music's going to be out there. And now, we're all singing it in our heads at all times. So
money. Okay. Well, I know it's really
great.
Good. Great song.
I like to do the high on the hog.
That is your part. Okay, music video coming to you after this podcast.
Mark McKinney. Can we talk about how great
his
hair
wife
is?
Also that.
Yep.
He has great hair. He has the best. He really has the best hair.
It has the Conan wave.
Yeah.
You know?
And the best wife.
There's volume. I know you keep saying that. But like, listen, I want to talk about Jared's love of Casey's, which was great. Like, he loves Casey's. And I thought to myself, I wonder if we can carry over to Cassie's.
Ooh.
Because we have a Cassie we love.
We have a couple Cassie's we love. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Mark's wife is awesome. His hair, you're right. Appreciate his hair enough.
Nope. Yeah. And the greatest TM story I've ever heard in my life. Interim TM story.
Yeah.
If you have not listened to this episode, I guarantee you it's worth your time.
The one where could you imagine if I walked into your hotel room when you were my TM and you were naked, all my money was everywhere, and there was a hat, like one bite out of an apple in your hand?
Incredible.
I can't even fathom. And then I just leave you in Oklahoma. Like, what a great story. Yep. I just told it, but you should really go listen to Mark.
Yeah, the color he adds is really phenomenal.
And his laugh, he's got a great laugh.
Yep. Yeah. So I was really glad to hear that one because, he had some really good stories about all that. And the fill-ins and all the drama that goes with that. So, yeah. Bonnie Bishop.
Ooh.
Coolest person we both know, which to me still blows my mind.
That we know her and that we're friends.
Yeah, Grammy Award winning Bonnie Bishop.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties out there a little bit. So hers was shorter than everyone else's, but it didn't matter. She was so cool. But she was like, I'm going to be slumming it. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely, I have like a hat on and sunglasses, no makeup. And then she came in looking like the most beautiful human ever, which she is, and killed it. And it was really fun to talk to her. But I also, like, the first time I met her, she was like, who is this other double B? Like, that's the energy that I got from her. But I never told her that. So for her to say that on the podcast, I was like, wow, you remember that? Because I remember being like, oh, no. And then now we're friends and we almost lived together, which was wild.
That was something I didn't know. You when you told me to do this, what's something you didn't know? I had no idea that you and Bonnie were going to be roommates.
Yeah.
I think that could have been so interesting.
That would have been a really great I mean, I like to think that it happened for a reason, of course, but maybe we would have been bad for each other or whatever. But yeah, I love her and she's just been killing it, and her doing, you know, she's been so open and honest about her sober journey and all the things. And
yeah, she's great. Incredible.
And we were drinking like her non-alcoholic cocktail. And of course, someone messaged me and was like, drinking that. First of all, we were in a field. Second of all, there was no alcohol in that can.
No one asked you, sir. Yeah.
The internet, man.
The internet, the comments.
Don't get me started.
But she's also living my Irish Scottish folklore dream right now.
I know.
Traveling Europe and singing with Foy Vance and being brilliant and, you know, sitting
getting by, a tattoo.
Getting a tattoo and sitting in Celtic, right?
An
Irish, old Irish.
I'm not going on record saying the wrong language.
I'm gonna say it's Celtic.
I think it's Celtic because it's in a skirt.
Oh, yep. That's very like, smart of you.
I hate you. But yeah, follow her on Instagram if you haven't. And
yeah,
probably the best live singer that I.
Yeah.
And I can't. We'll
move
about
you
it.
Every which way from Sunday.
That's right.
So which I love her. And yeah, if I could have a poster of somebody still in my room, like in our teenage years,
oh,
it would be Bonnie Bishop.
Bonnie Bishop. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Not you.
Mm. Well, no, not offended.
Oh, and also she has a master's degree in creative writing. Did you know that?
I believe it.
Incredible. I think she was bored during COVID and was like, I'm going to go get a master's
degree. Oh, I knew she got a master's because she was also the chef for that family for a while. She was a private chef for a family.
Incredible.
What has she not done?
I can't name it.
I know.
And yeah, anyway, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Talking about killer bees, Beau Marie Brumble.
I loved that. You know, another thing that the internet said was like, oh, I could tell because we were in my house because it was 107 degrees.
Yeah.
I could tell you guys had some whiskey. I was completely sober for that podcast. But I think, and I am usually just because it's like, it's a lot of thinking and I don't need any alcohol inhibiting me. But I think that Beau, it's just because him and I are best friends and we talk like that all the time. So it's
that
like.
That is 100% who you are all the time. And it's, we laugh that much.
We laugh that much.
Time.
We cry.
Yep.
We have all the feelings. He's one of the smartest, kindest humans. And I'm just so glad that we live like less than a mile from each other.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the reason I'm in New Braunfels and he's the reason I know you and he's a big part of my life. But I love that. I kind of hoped you guys would get into his Brumbleisms. So it's like little tidbits of knowledge that we got from Beau Brumble.
Yeah.
It's, and he'll tell you. He wants to preach to you.
Put your phone in your pocket.
Put your phone. You know what? I'm on board with this because you know I love a concert picture photo. I really do. Mm-hmm. But when I have to watch somebody through somebody's phone, it enrages me.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're missing it.
Yeah.
You're watching your screen and not the 3D version of what your soul is listening to.
Or maybe like once, but not the whole show. You know what I mean?
No.
Get totally. A moment or whatever, and then like
right, you are not
just
gonna,
not the whole time.
Nope, you're not going to listen to the 9 minute version of one chord song. Oh, that's a short version of one chord song.
Yeah, but one chord song is like 15 minutes long. And if you don't know that, you're not a fan.
Nope.
And if you don't like it, we don't like you.
Go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. Get in your car and drive home. I don't care what you do, but I don't want to hear.
I don't want to hear you complain about one chord song.
When that's are we a great band, running?
We're fine. Okay. Good.
Let's move on.
I'm just checking.
Paul Eason.
Oh, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah, I would like to formally announce to the world that when you allow me to tag along, that we call ourselves Threeson.
Well, you invented that, but now we all call us Threeson. We go on dates with three people. It's great, and Paul loves you as much as you love him, maybe more. He loves you so much.
Yeah,
so.
I'm the adopted Eason, I think, at this point. But it was so great. And he had a couple really good things. You know, fermentation excites me, which is great.
Fermentation excites me. I know. I want to make him like everything fermentation excites me. Uncle Becca hat this year, maybe because I should have done that for Christmas because it was so cute when he said that. Because it's and I didn't even laugh because I was just like, that's true. Right. That's a valid thing.
That's a statement of fact.
Statement of fact. And then I was giving him a hard time that episode, but like in a joking way. But I think it was Rio was like, dude, let up on your man. I was just totally joking.
If you guys knew, so as people that know you, that's your definite way of joking. That's your banter all the time.
Yeah. And he does it to me. Yes. He just didn't do it as much to me because it was my podcast.
Yes. Our first real bonding moment was him yelling at me about what barbecue is better.
Oh, yeah. You guys have gotten a giant fight. A play fight about it. And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah. When Paul, he gets like this, Miranda Lambert called him Pointy Paul. Because when he gets like this, mm-hmm. you have to watch this on YouTube to understand.
Yes.
But he really gets onto a point.
He makes valid points. So you can't ever really argue with him, which is great.
I agree.
And now he's in a band of intellectuals, which is even better for him, I think. It's great, except they want to go to the woods to die to promote a record. So that's new.
Yeah, I walked in. I showed you the video. I walked into our bedroom and he was on the floor in a jacket, just laying on the floor still. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm practicing sleeping on the cold, hard ground.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, I think that all those boys are super smart. And I think that they were all like, you know what? Next time we're going to maybe do like a sleeping bag and a 12 pack of beers or something. Yeah. That's what. But I love Zane because when he gets on to something, like he really goes for it. And he's so smart and he's so brilliant.
He stuck it out like a champ.
He did.
Until he was vomiting. Like nothing says like maybe we should pack it in than not being able to keep water down.
Yeah, I just think we've had shelters for thousands of years now.
Right.
So it's not
we've
that maybe not
for
true.
A reason, thousands maybe. Of years, maybe not but it true. Was a great. I think it was a really fun idea, and I paid attention to it. So I think it maybe did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So
why not?
Yeah, they're okay. The Wilder Blue. I definitely don't follow them around and praise them constantly.
You're an original Hill Country Ho is what you call it.
I am.
Before they changed their name, and Hill now Country you're a Wilder Boo.
I'm a Wilder Boo.
Yeah, it's the fan club.
You're welcome to join our fan club. Yeah. It's $5 that goes to
you
the purchase.
You get a free feet picture.
A wild feet picture.
A wilder feet picture.
And it goes to our Chilada Fund.
Great.
Great.
Welcome.
I also want to really get to this because I think it's the Braun Brothers. All of them.
That was my highlight because when we got there, you know, someone like knocked on the door and like flashed me like jokingly and it was Mickey. I didn't know Mickey was going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so that was like my favorite moment of the whole thing when I'm talking to Willie and he's like, hey, Mick, you want to be on this podcast? And he's like, why not? And I was like, yeah. And then I just got to talk to Mickey, which was super cool. And I wasn't prepared, so I was a little freaked out because I like to prepare, but it ended up being like a totally fine conversation.
Yeah. If you can't talk to a Braun brother, then you can't talk.
And then get this. Then Willie's like, well, I got some ribs and I'm going to put them in the oven and you're on set. So I stayed and ate ribs with Willie, Mickey, and watched baseball all day. Oh, and it was just like the
best day.
That's
like a Make-A-Wish Foundation day, I think.
I could die tomorrow. And and they're so kind. And the food is really good. And Willie did not understand my Braun voice.
No, I really wanted to get to that. That the impression fell completely flat. And everyone that knows you and loves it was like, oh, no.
I know. He was like, looked at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, that's your voice. And maybe everyone around him talks like that. So he wasn't aware that I was not making fun of him, but I was just doing the Braun voice.
Yeah, it's low and it's raspy and it's they all sound the same.
It was like when I told Washington State we were going to do a Selena song when we played up there this summer. Everyone was like, like they just didn't get it.
Like
they liked
Selena
it by
Gomez? Justin Bieber?
They liked it when we did it, but they were like, huh? Like we're not. And Vince started laughing so hard on stage. We almost had to stop the show. But it was kind of that moment where I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And you bypassed it beautifully. I think he was like, do we really sound like that? And you're like, anyway.
Okay, moving on. Change of subject. How are those ribs coming?
Yeah, you know, cabinets and sinkholes, you know, really get a girl going. Oh, it's great.
They're the best. That was a great, great day for me and Kat. And we were supposed to have another interview and they kind of didn't show up. So I was a little bummed. And then it ended up being like the best day.
Great.
Yep.
And then you learned about Schwitzing and being in a camp otter and jamming and all these things, which I think I feel like every festival they're in, they kind of run it like the best party hosts you've ever met.
Yeah.
You know, they always have a margarita bar or a Bloody Mary bar, or they're doing limbo, or they're, you know, it's like they always have an activity, which I really appreciate.
I do too. And I really kind of thought that unnecessary theme for the podcast this year for me was me being like, I'm not invited. Like, I'm always invited to things. Yeah. I'm mostly joking, so I don't want people to think that.
No, I know you're joking. And I know you're joking because I've been with you in Steamboat, and there is not 5 seconds that you are not in an interview, in a private party, up, yeah, down, in between, this, that, and the other. So
Kyle did it last year, too, and yeah, it was just like,
if you didn't lose your voice, like a bitch.
I didn't. I was so proud. This year I have shows after Steamboat, the next day in Texas.
Great. That's pray, great planning.
Pray for me. I don't know what that was.
Amen.
Yeah, they were great. Did we skip Jade? I'm trying to go in order. Did I go in order?
Well, I might not have gone in order. I've got Jade. I sure do. And I did skip her. So thank you so much.
I just want to shout out to the Jade Marie. Because you said Beau Marie. You just put... Rachel puts Marie in everybody's middle name, so yeah, she even says, like, Jesus Marie Christ.
Right. Well, listen, if you're born in 1985, which I was, or 1984, if you're a millennial, your most likely middle name is Marie.
Right.
And I think it makes an impact when you really want to get someone's attention or scold them. And
Jade Marie?
Jade Marie.
Whiskey Marie?
Yep.
Kyle Marie. Yeah. Yep. So, but her middle name is actually Marie.
And I know.
We love her so much. I left out a story in the Jade podcast, and I can't believe that I did it, because it was like my favorite. I can't believe I left this out. But like, when Jade and I first met, she was dating her now husband, who was great. And then we were in Rockport, and she said, he's out floundering. And I said, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. And she was at her parents' house. I said, okay, I'll be right over. So I showed up with wine and I was just ready to console her.
Yeah, he's floundering.
He was out floundering. And then she told me floundering is where you stab a fish.
Yeah.
I thought he was floundering around, like cheating on her.
Yeah.
Anyway, we laughed so hard.
Isn't that floundering, though?
Well, I thought floundering around is
like
a thing.
Suffering.
Ooh. There's Bonnie Jerk.
Oh, my God. Johnny Marie Burke.
Johnny Marie Burke's out there.
He's doing a drive-by.
I think, are we close?
We're so close. Yes.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say about Jade Podtech that
we still have time.
And I wrote this down. Rockstar and the kindest human and forever cooler than I'll ever be.
Just Jade Marie,
without even trying,
is the coolest.
Yep.
I agree. I love her. Effortlessly cool. Genuinely nice.
Yep.
And that voice.
The voice. I remember the first time I heard her sing, and she did
Janis Joplin. Oh.
Yep. Janis Joplin. And I got up from my chair in the green room and came running. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more. We have Rio and we have Drew Kennedy, which,
oh my gosh,
put them together and it's Drio.
They need to be friends. Are they friends?
They should be. I think the humor alone would be enough to make everybody happy.
Rio.
Hilarious.
I loved Rio and I's talk. We were both so sick. We were both like... like all these bad noises were coming from our bodies.
I like your nasal noises.
Thank you. I loved our chat. And then Rio went and found all these pictures of us from 15 years ago. And if you haven't seen them on his post...
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
He has a picture of the concealer lip.
Yeah, when I accidentally put concealer because I thought it was lip gloss on my lips.
Yep.
It's pretty funny.
Yep. And the birthday party we all dressed as him was kind of great.
Amazing.
Yep.
One of my best buds. I love him.
Yep. Natural born talent, as he likes to tell us. You can't teach this. It's natural born talent.
Yeah.
Knows all the notes is what we tell him.
Yeah.
He
knows all of them. And he'll show you.
Yep. As loud as it can go. Which is the best.
I know.
That's the only rock star way to go.
It is. He is an actual rock star.
He is. He's our rock star.
And Drew Kennedy is our songwriting spiritual guidance counselor.
Yeah. I think we need a part two. I think that was kind of talked about a little bit in there, but I think there was a little part two for Drew Kennedy.
Yeah. Right after we got off of our interview, I kind of told him something that happened to me on the internet about a mean person. And I was just telling him as a friend, and it wasn't really in the theme of the podcast, but his response to it made me cry. Just the thing that he said to me, and Kyle was there and we were both like, He's so kind, he's so smart, and he's so good at what he does, and I'm glad we're friends.
Yeah, his brain does not work the same way my brain works.
No, or most people.
He's the best storyteller, and it's not just songwriting. And, you were kind enough to invite me to this music couples therapy one time, and he was telling a story about somebody that'll go unnamed about being his arch nemesis, and it was probably the funniest story I've ever heard in my life. And he just told it very cool and calmly and then just really brought it home.
He's very animated and he's so giant. And his book is really good. If you haven't read his book, it's really
good.
He's
a writer.
And we're going to Mexico. We're going to Dominican Republic with
him. That's right.
Topo Chico Cowboys
in
June.
Right.
You can come.
I would love to come. I would love to come. Oh, you're not talking to me.
No, I was talking to everybody.
Great.
But you specifically should come. I'll work on that.
That would be great.
You and Kyle, we'll do a podcast on remote.
Oh.
On remote? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I got to do two more.
I can work on my Spanish. Hola, amigos.
Hola, Topo Chico. Cowboy.
Bienvenidos a la Dominican Republico.
Perfect.
Thank you.
It's going great so far.
I think it's great.
You have 6 months. And I did we thank you for doing your homework.
Yeah. Thank you for having me do my homework. I enjoy nothing more than talking about you.
Well, so. That's so silly. No, and you need a better hobby.
You're telling me.
And my dog loves you more than anybody. She loves you more than me.
That's my little girl.
Yeah, she loves you. And thanks for being in the ARV and helping me throughout my whole career and telling me this podcast is good when I'm not sure.
It's great. It really is. And I'm a podcast listener.
Okay.
You know, we solve murders together.
Yeah.
When we talk, talk about nonsense all day long. If you want to have me back, I will talk about what's in your neighbor's yard for 20 minutes.
Well, we got to do a recap next year.
A recap.
That means this podcast has to be around another year.
That's great.
Start taking notes now.
If you want to sponsor this podcast, please do it.
You get a free feet picture. How many times can I use this?
I will make you a feet calendar.
Oh.
And there might be a special guest in December.
Oh.
With a pet armadillo.
Oh my gosh. She'll do it.
She will totally do it.
I love you. Thank you for being here.
Everyone have a safe and happy 2024.
Watch me on NBC.
Buy tickets to your local live shows.
And Kyle has something to say.
So I normally play the guests my favorite song of theirs.
Oh.
I don't have a favorite song.
He does.
What song do you want to end?
A Breeze favorite? My favorite
song? No, just your favorite song of the year.
Oh, gosh. That's hard.
Roof over my head.
Roof over my head. Dang.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's a killer. I love you. I'm proud of you.
I love you. I'm proud of you.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Tough stuff.
Tough stuff. Oh. Okay, bye.
Don't say tough stuff. So you can keep the dishes that